Welcome to More Gold Investors Podcast, where we talk about building wealth through real estate. This is your co-host, Aja Yasir, and you can check us out at moregoldinvestors.com. Oh my goodness, what a week, what a week, what a week. We are winding down this year. This is the end of the last quarter of 2018, and boy, has it been busy. Working through some deals, some commercial deals, as well as residential deals, and not letting any of these people or any of these deals get on my nerves too bad, but they're good. So anytime you have some deals come across the table, that's a good thing. Anytime I see a deal, even if I know it's going to take some work and I'm going to have to roll up my sleeve, hey, that is a good thing. And prospecting for more deals. I talked about this yesterday on the podcast, the previous podcast. Look, if you are in this business, you probably, or not probably, you definitely need to be prospecting every single day. You always need to have leads, and customers, properties, properties to sell, properties to buy. You always need to be building that inventory. I mean, it's true for any kind of business. You always need to have customers. And your customers are people you are buying properties from. Your customers are going to be the people you are selling properties to, that you may be a hard money lender. Your customers are people you're lending money to. Your customers are your renters. So you always need to be prospecting for customers. So that's what I've been doing as well. And Lucky Shay and I have been solidifying next year's lineup for tours. It's going to be exciting. We do tours throughout the Gary area. So most of our tours are pickup tours from Chicago. We pick up investors as well as business owners in Chicago, and we bring them out to Gary, and they get to see all of the fantastic business and investment opportunities that are going on in Gary. So we're going to be doing a lot of exciting tours next year. We have a lot of exciting things coming out and some things to go along with those tours. So keep an eye out on that. You can follow us on Instagram at More Gold Investors. You can follow us on Facebook, More Gold Investors, and try to find us on Facebook as well. You can build friendships and relationships like that. So we're going to be doing lots of stuff. And on a personal note, look, I get my excitement from planning out my garden, going running, doing things for myself. So I've been working on next year's garden. My husband and I bought a house in Gary. We're still in Illinois, unfortunately. We're planning on being there. I've been saying this forever. We're planning on being there, hopefully, very, 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 very soon. We got word from our contractor that we'll be there very, very, very soon. And I am planning out next year's garden. I had a garden. I've been having a garden there for 2 years so far, but each year it gets better. And it's a sanctuary garden. So in the front yard, have lots of fruit and vegetables and beautiful flowers, and it's a medicinal garden. On the side yard, there are going to be some cold or cool weather loving green plants. In the back, we're building an orchard as well as a vineyard and as well as a space for my husband, a Zen garden. And I know you may be like, well, this doesn't have anything to do with real estate. It has everything to do with real estate. It has everything to do with your peace of mind. I believe that when you come home, well, not I believe, I know when you come home, you should be pulling up to a place of peace, a place of sanctuary, a place of relaxation, a place of productivity, a place that you can think. So that's one of the reasons why I installed this garden, and it's already beautiful, but it's going to be beautiful as the years go on. And also, when you invest in places such as Gary that has experienced a huge amount of blight It's very, very important to bring beauty, to bring beauty to those spaces. So when I am buying property, I'm thinking about bringing beauty to the neighborhood. When I am selling property, selling one of our properties, I'm thinking about bringing beauty to the neighborhood. What kind of people can we bring to the neighborhood to keep this neighborhood thriving or to make it thrive again? And that's another reason for the garden as well. I want to install beauty in places where there are blight. And that's a huge part of development, being a developer, making it more beautiful. So that's what I've been working on. And some Gary events. Yes, yes, yes. So installing beauty as well as bringing some excitement, some things to do in the city. And so I'm working on some Gary events for next year. So it's been crazy. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. This large commercial deal that we're doing with By the Block. You can check that out at bytheblock.com and go to Broadway Project 1. And we've extended that even beyond where it was in the beginning. We're not just working on one property anymore. We are revitalizing downtown Gary. So check that out. And again, we're going to be talking about that more and more on our podcast, well, on this podcast, as well as Instagram Live. We're going to be doing an Instagram Live soon. So, you know, stay in touch. We're doing some big, huge things. And as a matter of fact, the big development that we have downtown Gary, you can be a part of that. Yep. All you have to do is go to buytheblock.com and you can invest in Broadway Project 1. So what's been up with you, More Gold Investors? What's been up with you? It's been crazy in the news, too. You know, I stay on top of business news. And Tristan Walker from Bevel, one of the most successful brands in our day, one of the most successful black brands that has been built. You know, Nas was an investor. Tristan Walker has decided to sell to Procter & Gamble. Womp, womp, womp. I mean, he's going to remain the CEO. Who cares about remaining the CEO of a business that you built? Okay, womp, womp, womp. And the business is moving to Atlanta. And, you know, for some people might be saying, okay, great, this is awesome. He built this fantastic business. He's selling this fantastic business, and this is all gravy. We should all be proud. I'm proud of Tristan Walker. But I was really proud of Tristan Walker when he was fighting the fight, when he said, I am not going to sell this business. This business is black owned. I'm not going to sell it. It's going to remain mine. And I was looking forward to this business remaining in his family. You know, I'm a product of B school. My undergrad is in finance, and I understand. I had professors, and even in corporate, the whole purpose of business to some people is to be able to build that business and to be able to sell that business. So I understand that concept. But at the same time, when you look at the position of black people in this country and of the diaspora, we have to understand that we also need to be on generational wealth. Generational wealth. And so I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed because I was hoping that Bevel could have been one of those companies that would have been around for generations and still be in black hands for generations so that my great-great-great-grandchildren will be like, man, Bevel has been around. This is something to look forward. I mean, this is something to look up to. I mean, Procter & Gamble has been around forever. Avon has been around forever. All these brands that have generational notoriety, they've been around forever. And it's unfortunate that now this business is not going to be a generational family business. It's not. And he is the CEO of Bevel. He's going to remain the CEO of Bevel. Okay, fine. But when you sell your business, now you're under the jurisdiction of the people you sell your business to. He built this business. Now, who knows what direction it's going to go in? But I kind of almost felt that this was going to happen because I watched some of the commercials and I knew that people, companies had already approached him about buying Bevel. So I had been watching the advertisements and I've been watching, the things, the other companies doing competitive ads against Bevel. So now they're putting all these black men in these commercials. Now, for those of you who don't know, Bevel is it was a shaving system. It's become more than that now, but it was a shaving system for black men because the hair curls on the beard, and when the hair curls, black men can get shaving bumps. So Bevel was a technology, well, is a technology that helps black men shave and get that clean, smooth shave, that barbershop shave. And, barbershops are very important in the black community. So Bevel was something, it was a tool that black men could get that same kind of look at home. And so I had been seeing other companies doing ads that were similar to Bevel. Okay, so fine. I knew this. I knew something was coming. I knew that they were going after him to get him to sell his business. And I almost feel like this was on some mafia type shit. Like they came to him and he said no. He had the audacity to say, hell no, I'm not selling my business. I'm keeping it in black hands. How dare he? So I kind of feel like they may have kind of forced him into it. At least that's what's in my head. I have this whole Godfather thing in my head that this is a Godfather deal and they made him sell. But anyway, he sold. So it makes me think, what can we do to build generational wealth in real estate and in other businesses? I have a business as well, Simple Beauty Naturals. It's a skincare company. And so I'm always thinking about generational wealth. So all of the things that I do now, whether it's real estate, my skincare company, my family also has a farm in Mississippi. And I'm also always thinking that I'm getting ready to be, working on actually very, very soon. But I'm also always, always, always thinking about what can I do right now that will not just make my business is good for me right now. How can those businesses be successful in years and years and years to come for my great, 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 great grandchildren? So the things that I do right now, I'm not going to see everything into fruition. I'm not going to see everything blow up because my life is limited. I'm not saying that I'm going to die tomorrow. Who knows? My life is limited. But the things that I do right now are for generations to come. I am enjoying the success of being where I am in business. However, I want my great, 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 great grandchildren, 7 generations, 10 generations, 20 generations removed, I want them to enjoy the success that I build today and the success that my future generations will build. And so that's what I'm on. Maybe that's not what Tristan was on. Hey, I don't know. Tristan, you want to come on the show and talk about it? Hey, anybody know Tristan? Tell him to give us a call. He can come on the show and talk about it. I'm disappointed. We got a whole bunch of black people who are disappointed because we were rooting for him. I mean, that's what black people do. It's like we get behind people. They look like us and we want them to succeed. And I'm not saying that we don't get behind other brands. We have some crazy spending power, especially black people in the United States. So we get behind a lot of brands, but when we see somebody that looks like us and somebody who blatantly says, no, I'm not going to sell to anybody, this business will remain in black hands, and he fights the fight. We were rooting for him, just rooting for him, and it's just been a wave of disappointment. throughout the Black business community. So we've seen that. And hey, I don't know, Tristan, you want to come on the show? You want to come on More Gold Investors and talk about it? You want to do that? Because we just got to get into some generational wealth, y'all. Like, buying up properties and popping dollars and all and popping Coke, I mean, bottles, not Coke. Take that back. I hope you're not popping Coke. But popping bottles and driving a Lamborghini and jumping out of Lamborghinis. I see all this crap on Instagram, like, for what? For what? For what? For what? For what? That's fine, I guess, if you want that. But what's up with that generational wealth? How's your portfolio looking? How is your great-great-great-great-grandchildren's portfolio looking, you know? How are their portfolios looking? Who cares about your Lamborghini? Who cares about you jumping out of a Jag? Who cares about you wearing other people's brands? Who cares about you wearing other people's hair and all this other stuff just for the look of it? Nah, man. Nah, B, we got to get into generational wealth, and what do we need to do right now to build generational wealth? There's a book, and I'm going to share it with you. I don't even remember the name of the book, but it is on generational wealth, and I read it a couple of times. My husband and I read it years ago when we got married. We got married in Guatemala. So we read it on the way to Guatemala, and we read some when we were there before our wedding and everything. And it's talking about generational wealth and how each generation has to act like they're the first generation. So if you're the first generation of wealth, you have to train the next generation to be hungry like you. And the way to do that is to set up your businesses so that they can take a part of, you know, set up the family businesses so that they can take an aspect of that family business and do something that they enjoy. And they can, you know, just this bring something into fruition and bring that vision alive. So it's not like somebody setting up a business and you're expecting the next generation to take over that business, because that rarely happens. But if you set up businesses and you set up aspects of that business for your children to take over, like if you see a child, if you have a child that's interested in, I don't know, cybersecurity. I'm just saying that because my son is in cybersecurity. Can he take over cybersecurity of my businesses? And that's how you create generational wealth. And that's what this book was talking about. I need to find the name of that book. And hold on a minute. I'm going to see if I can find the name of the book while I am talking to you, because this is a conversation, but this is a podcast, so I don't want to be, you know, taking up too much time finding this book. But if I don't find the book, I will post. I'll send it to you if you want to send me a question asking about it. I'll send it to you. But it was a very, very, very good book. I don't see it on Amazon right now. I'm looking and I don't see it, but it's a very, very good book. And it was a limited edition, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I don't see it. But I definitely, I recommend it, even though I don't know the name of it, because that's what they were talking about. How can each generation build for the next generation and create generational wealth? And so this has happened time and time again. Everybody was rooting for Carol's daughter. Now Carol's daughter is owned by L'Oreal. Everybody was rooting for Tristan Walker. Now Tristan Walker's company, Bevel, is owned by Procter & Gamble, or is going to be owned by Procter & Gamble. So it's just like, dang, man, we got to get into generational wealth. So, you know, not enough of the disappointment. I want that disappointment to kind of drive me. I know I'm driven. It did make me say, okay, you know what? I need to get out here and I need to get some more leads, or I need to secure some more intellectual property. Intellectual property is also important. We talk about real estate, physical real estate all the time, but intellectual property is important as well. Your trademarks, your domains, your business names, all the marketing and the print material and all that stuff that you put into your brand. That's a part of your intellectual property. The books you've written, you know, that's property as well. So, and there's no easier time, like in past generations, it's just really easy to write a book. I've written three or four. I said three, but it's actually four. I've written four books. It's no difficult thing to write a book now. So that's intellectual property, though. So that's generational wealth. You can set it up, do a Kindle book, and people can buy, and they can send you money, and you can set that money into an account. I have one of my books. Each time somebody buys, my son gets 50 cents off of each sale because he designed the cover. That's generational wealth. So it's not just about physical property. It's also about intellectual property and what we need to do, you know, just to secure the bag, you know. Just secure the bag, and not, you know what? Forget securing a bag. Let's secure the mine. Can we, MINE, can we secure the whole gold mine? Can we secure all the jewels, the diamonds, everything? Can we secure those? Secure the planet Earth. Forget securing a bag, man. It's just crazy. It's crazy. We just got a lot of work to do. So I hope you're out there working. I know I'm working. I know some fire is putting under my butt and it's on and popping. My phone has been ringing off the chain because do people still say off the chain? I don't know. I'm always saying, do people still say whatever I say it? So my phone has been ringing off the chain because I've been doing all this lead generating and getting all of these people calling me about their home. So, hey, that's one way. You got to generate your leads every single day. You got to be getting those leads. So I'm happy about that, getting some leads coming in. So I'm looking to close on some more properties this year. It is December, what is today? It's December 14th. So I have 2 more weeks to close on some more properties. A lot of things can happen in 2 more weeks. So I'm working on that. Have to get that going. Have big goals. Next year is going to be, I have some big goals for next year as well. I always write my goals down. Write them down. I say when I want to achieve them, how I'm going to achieve them, and, you know, go after that. Plan of attack. Go after it every single day. Sometimes I may fall back. I might take a break, but it's all about going after that every single day. Somehow, sweet, I gotta get it together next year. And I'm not one of those people who is like creating all of these New Year's resolutions. Nah, every day is a new resolution. I don't have time to be creating a New Year's resolution. Like, I'm going to wait to do something until 2 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks from now when New Year is here. I'm going to wait till Monday to start drinking more water. No, that's ridiculous. Do it right now. I mean, time is running out. Time is always of the essence. We put that on our contracts on real estate. Time is of the essence. Not every day, every moment, every second, time is of the essence. So if you want something now, you need to do it now. You need to have a sense of urgency. You can tell somebody who is really going after their goals and really going after achieving them if time is always of the essence. If they're like, look, I'm going to be on time. I don't deal with people who are constantly late, who are consistently late. No, because if you're consistently late, you're arrogant. You think that time is waiting for you. You think people are waiting for you. You think your goals are going to wait for you. They're not. You need to go after them. So, look, you have to be. Time is of the essence. You have to be on time. You have to make things happen. You cannot wait Oh, when in 20 years I am going to go diving or I'm going to go skydiving. Nah, dude, do it now. What you waiting 20 years for? Do it now. I mean, you are not promised 20 years. If you really want something, go after it. Go after it. So, anyway, thank you for listening to More Gold Investors, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very, very soon. I look forward to having you on one of our tours of Gary, Indiana, where the investment is hot. There's so much stuff going on in Gary right now. Like, so much stuff going on in Gary. We have a lot of businesses coming into Gary. Another steel mill, wonk, wonk, wonk. I'm not really into the steel mill thing because, and I know, look, I know if you're from Gary, you're probably like, what does she mean she's not into the steel mill thing? I'm not into the steel mill thing because I'm an environmentalist. I'm an environmentalist. And didn't I just tell you that I'm all about gardening and things like that? So how can I be a part, you know, how can I be down with the steel mill when I see the problems that the steel mill, USS steel mill, has already created in our soil that I'm helping to regenerate? So that's we, but anyway, we have another steel mill coming to the city. We have Amazon. Amazon is in the city. We have Starbucks is coming next year. Just saw this news today that a new trash to fuel project promises to invest $600 million into Gary. We have USS Steel is, I mean USS is US Steel. They are investing $75 million into Gary, and More Gold Investors is investing everything into Gary. Our blood, sweat, and tears. So that's worth more than all these people. Not to sound arrogant, but to sound arrogant. So it's a lot of stuff going on in Gary. Don't sleep. Don't sleep, because you know what's going to happen if you sleep on Gary. You are going to be ass out. You're going to be ass out. You know, with Buy the Black, and I just told you I was getting ready to leave, but you know what? I'm not going anywhere. I'm a black woman. So I got to have another word. I got something else to say. Something else to say. So our girl Lynn, who is the founder of one of the co-founders of Buy the Block, was a crowdfunding company that is helping us crowdfund for the commercial properties that we are doing in Gary. I got in on this conversation that she was battling. You know, it's like a rap battle, battling somebody on Instagram because they're like, well, I don't want to invest in Gary. What's going on in Gary? And da 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 da. And, you know, she ain't rap battling. She's basically like, okay, well, miss the boat then. Miss the boat. Who cares? Miss the boat. Because that's what it is. You know, people are like, and I ran across people in my day to day. Oh, Gary, scary Gary. Why would you invest in Gary? You crazy if you're not investing in Gary. You crazy if you are from Gary and you're not investing in Gary. Like if you're from Gary and you don't own property in Gary, what the fuck is up with that? That's insane. That's insane. Years ago, when I went to Detroit, I just could not imagine that people were from Detroit and they didn't have property in Detroit. Are you crazy? How could you not have property in Detroit and you're from Detroit? And you see what's going on, all this property in Detroit. How could you not have property? So that tells you the mentality right there. I'm not, if you're from Gary, you need to be having some property because you know what? Gentrification in Gary looks a lot different from gentrification that's going on in Chicago. Gentrification in Gary is coming in with brown skin and black skin coming in and, you know, buying a property. So we're seeing a lot of that too, and that's unfortunate that we not the brown and black people are coming in and buying a property, but it's unfortunate that we see a lot of battling between the brown and black people in Gary and the brown and black people in Chicago who are coming in, buying a property, opening up businesses and things like that. Because people from Chicago, including myself, look at Gary as a land of opportunity. It's like we are coming in with an immigrant mindset, the same immigrant mindset. Well, not probably on the level of our parents who left Mississippi and Arkansas and went to Chicago, because they left under, well, hell, I was getting ready to say because they left under violence. And that's why they moved from Mississippi and Arkansas. But hell, people leave from Chicago because of the violence. Police violence, people-to-people violence. So that is shit. Look. Whatever, we're coming in, Gary, and we have an immigrant mindset. And because we have an immigrant mindset, we're buying a property, opening up business, and there's a little bit of back and forth, push and pull right there. But, you know, we'll work it out. But people of Gary, you're from Gary, you need to be buying property. You're from Gary, you went to somebody somewhere else, you want to live a nice life, and you want to forget about Gary and da-da-da-da-da, don't complain. Don't complain. People say, okay, if you don't vote, don't complain. Nah. If you don't invest, don't complain. If you don't invest in your neighborhood, don't complain. Don't complain. Don't complain about gentrification if you don't invest. Don't complain about buildings falling down and roads all messed up and potholes everywhere and paper everywhere if you don't invest. Don't complain. Shut up. Just shut up. Don't complain. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I got a lot more to say, but I'm going to say it next go round in our next episode. Anyway, thank you for listening to More Gold Investors. And I am your co-host, Aja Yassir. And hit me up. If you are on Anchor, you can leave a message and we'll probably be able to play your message on air. If you are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, leave us a review, pass us along, let people know, look, these people are rebuilding Gary, because that's what we're doing. We're working day and night to rebuild Gary. Have a great one, folks. Not folks in the game banging way, just people. Not people in the game banging way, just bye-bye people. Well, you know what I'm saying. All right, have a great one.